Why Today Doesn't Suck.
That's right, it sucks.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
You look at the only place that they
make it
one.
Make it rain right here.
Leftovers from that last trip to the lodge.
Either the...
You know you know how to make it rain.
The Dollar General store. Or the lodge.
258. Michael Gruber. Take it away.
Thank you, Bug. Efficient Attic Systems and Don Davis Auto Group bring you my nizzle.
Okay, hardline here at Pizza Hut, Fort Worth Avenue in Dallas. Come see them as they have free tickets to see a team play a sport in a big new stadium.
With
the
sun.
Team is somewhat local. You know, at least when I take off my headphones... It's for the delicious marketing chick from Pizza Hut. Mike and Corby will just take off their headphones for any...
Yeah, I'll have a large Roni.
A large Roni?
Yeah.
Did you just order a Roni?
You know the truth about a Roni.
She's a sweet old girl. About
what?
The sweetest little girl in the whole wide world.
What is the truth about her?
She's a sweet old girl.
I'm telling you. She'll make the toughest homeboy fall deep in love.
What?
He right.
So we ready to do this?
Today is Monday, October.
I love that, dude.
I'm very versatile.
You are.
Deceivingly versatile.
You're my hero.
Today is Monday, October
26th.
The 299th day of the year. There are 66 days left in 2009.
Ooh, you know what?
Gotta get shopping.
Chicken butt.
If you add one more six in there, you know what you get, Donovan.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Man, you sound weird.
It's a six. Headset. It's crazy.
You sound congested.
Dude, are you okay?
Why are you congested?
I think it's allergies.
Why do you sound muffled?
I thought you had a different explanation.
That's allergies, too.
Yeah.
It's all allergies.
You do sound like you have a bit of a muff.
Why does he sound muffled, Gerbs?
Yeah,
I don't know, Dan.
Can you help me out with this?
I'd rather not.
Do you know where your family was earlier?
You're an idiot. You're an idiot is not a good answer.
Does he sound muffled still?
Yeah, he still sounds muffled, Shoopy.
Hmm.
What about me, Shoopy? Do I sound all right?
Thankfully, you sound fine.
Good.
You know, on this day, in 1979, South Korean President Park Chung-hee
won the PGA Championship. Beat Tiger, right?
Was shot to death during a dinner party along with his chief bodyguard.
No,
and the head
wrong.
Of the Korean Central Intelligence Agency.
That's not a good
now,
dinner
how'd
party.
How they pull that off?
Getting something like that done at a dinner party.
I don't know. Do you think you could?
Thank you.
Like,
no, I don't think I could.
Yeah, you could. Let's say you came over to my house not too long ago,
mm-hmm.
and we had dinner. We broke bread.
Right.
As did several people sitting here.
Right.
One excluded.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about that.
Well, we're not.
Yeah, the kids like that.
We're brushing around it. But you could have killed me very easily. Like anybody could have killed me. Or I could have killed you. Or you.
Why would you do that?
I don't want to. I'm just saying I could have.
Do you think you could kill one of us and not get caught?
No. No.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I've looked into it.
I doubt if whoever did this didn't get caught. They probably did.
And I will. Well, I guess they were killed by the head of the Central Intelligence Agency in Korea.
Mm.
Then he got caught, and they had executed him, too, Bob, if you wanted to laugh at that. On this day in 1881, it was the gunfight at the OK Corral.
OK.
Right.
Took place in Tombstone, Arizona, as Wyatt Earp, his two brothers, both named Daryl, and Doc Holliday confronted Ike Clanton's gang.
What movie was it that Val Kilmer played Doc Holliday?
Tombstone.
The Doors.
When he kept saying, "I'll be your Huckleberry."
Tombstone.
Top Gun.
I heard they shot each other just for snoring.
On this day.
He got signed by the Blue Jays.
On this day in 1984, baby Faye, a newborn with a severe heart defect, was given the heart of a baboon in an experimental transplant.
He was born with his heart on the outside.
How'd that work out?
Baby Faye lived 21 days and then didn't live.
Expired?
After that. Yes, died.
So the lesson is what?
Don't trust the monkey.
His name's John Hart.
Years, healthy white baby. What else you got?
So you think you're going to stay with Sons of Anarchy? Give it a couple shots more?
I think so. I like how it started.
Are you on first season?
Season one, episode one.
I bailed on that.
Oh, you bailed on it. What's the current
season? Not because I didn't like it. It was just, it fell into the category of too much TV. And I had to make cuts.
You bailed on Entourage, so what do you know?
Entourage is stupid.
Why did you bail on Entourage? Does Danny hate it?
No, he watches every episode.
Danny told
him.
Gordo.
I don't
know
about
it. Doesn't like it?
I just can't get into it. It's just...
He's right. It is.
I live that life. I don't want to watch it on TV.
Yeah. Why do I want to watch me?
Were you mad when you watched it? You weren't starring in any of the episodes?
Yeah. I think there is an element of jealousy to the way they live their life. It drives me crazy.
You think so?
It's not a bad life, man.
Really, man? Real life ain't that way. It's not even
making millions of dollars and...
Hooking up with any girl you want.
Yeah, but you got to sponge off somebody.
You're always on the beach. Yeah, it sucks.
Smoking weed.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
Whenever.
Danny says all Yankee fans look like Turtle.
Who does?
Don't they?
Danny.
He's got a good point.
All Yankee fans?
Yes.
I bet you if you took
like
every
Turtle.
Yankee fan in the country, that over half of them would look exactly like Turtle.
I believe that.
There's no way to prove that, though.
I think it's a good thesis. I think it's worth being trying to be proven.
And out of that half of them wear wind pants every day, no matter what the situation is.
I was going to say, where's the Paulie Walnuts Yankees fan?
What's wrong with wind pants?
Oh, I didn't know you were wearing them.
Whoa.
Why did you look at my junk?
Here's some email. Hey, guys. Love your
pants.
Show. Will you wish
pretty.
My little girl a happy third birthday? Her name is Lexi. Here's a photo of the both of us.
No.
Don't want
no,
that.
No, 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 no. No, you broke the rules, ma'am. But I'll take a look at you.
Easy.
I have this email.
That child is too young to be listening to this.
Now, this female who sent an email, it's female email time.
All right. I'm with you.
Get it? How they rhyme?
Got it.
Is this a heavy flow day?
Hey, Dan.
Wow.
Hoping you can give me a birthday shout-out today on WTDS. I would love it if Claudette...
Oh, God.
...could read The Autumn Wind is a Raider, followed by the Pow Pow montage. What?
I thought it was The Autumn Wind is a Pirate.
Attached is a picture of my now ex-girlfriend, but... All right, did you dump that?
Yeah, the N-bomb wasn't necessary.
All right, well, sometimes you got to use it. And if you use it more and more, it'll become...
Not really.
It'll
not
take
really.
Its power away.
Not really.
Totally. It has no power in my
but
house.
Please.
We're not there yet.
Don't call me that anymore.
All right. Attached is a picture of my now ex-girlfriend. I think you remember her. She was very friendly with you guys at Guy's Night Out in Plano last spring at the bowling alley. Unfortunately, things didn't go so well, so now I have to wake myself up. Anyway, he wants Claudette to read this poem, and he sent a picture of his girlfriend.
That's a long poem.
Well, that really is long.
I mean, come on. Can't you send in a haiku or something?
Well, come on. Read it.
No wonder she broke up with him.
Read it. Read just a little bit of it.
It's longer than Tenancy.
It's so much longer than Tenancy.
Stop wasting time.
What if you read the rum poem?
Is it The Autumn Wind is a Pirate?
Yeah, The Autumn Wind is a Pirate.
I'd like to hear Claudette read that, too.
I'm a little stoved up today. I don't feel like doing it.
God.
Why? Why do you sound stuffy? Why do you sound muffled?
Hanging out with someone's mom.
Groups? Whoa!
How about the last two lines? He'll knock you around and upside down and laugh. When he's conquered and won.
What if you do the first two lines?
The autumn wind is a pirate, blustering in from sea. With a rollicking song, he sweeps along, swaggering boisterously.
Okay, done. Scene.
There's the end.
There's a Ted Hendricks character.
That was really a long way for very little payoff, I think.
Agreed.
Good elsewhere.
Those were good days and so long ago.
Tony Casillas is 46.
Never to return again either.
There's a Lombardi winner. Or Outland winner.
Lombardi? Bob?
Kind of spare though, huh?
Not really. Don't do that.
Congratulations.
Damn it. Well, I mean, it was so easy.
Bitch. You are easy.
Damn it.
You know what you're like?
The Cowboy offensive line.
I mean, it just takes nothing. They like often
the
jump off.
The spares of the Lombardi winners, right? You rated them?
How many rings did he get with the Cowboys? Two? Or three?
Who? What?
17. I only count the first.
He won two.
What's your system on how many you count? And why?
I don't really have one.
What's y'all's take on it?
Well,
I don't know where I was going with that.
All right, Sasha.
Three more birthdays.
When you look at Killer, does it make you want to bail? From the middle of a thought?
It did then.
Killer is so preoccupied the entire week.
Look how taxed he looks.
How does he look like he's freshly showered yet? Like he just woke up and was on a bender.
He's hip.
Casillas won two rings.
Two. Well, if you count the third one with Oklahoma, that's what I was saying.
We don't count that.
Sasha Cohen is 25.
Back then.
Not biting.
He's what?
Mike?
Sasha Baron Cohen is how old?
Not Sasha Baron Cohen.
Oh.
Sasha Cohen, the girl figure skater?
Yes. Do you think it'd be better if Borat were actually an Olympic caliber figure skater?
What are the odds, though? That's not like Tom Smith. That's a
Tom.
Fairly complicated name. And at
Thom
the same Brenneman. Time, they both emerged.
You know who else is named Thom? When it's really Tom, is Thom Yorke, the lead singer of Radiohead, the most important band of our generation.
Whoa.
Wait till Eddie Vedder hears you say something like that.
Does that make him important?
Second.
Jesse Armstead is 39.
Because he's like an
That's a Carter great.
That is a Carter great. Boy, that guy could play.
Hot tub?
Wow. Yeah,
right,
he's hot tub.
Of the world.
Although, can Eddie Vedder get
he
our
signal? He was not hot tub.
Yeah, he was.
No, he was not.
No, no.
Can he get our signal from HBA and Target with a fluorescence over there?
Because he's selling perfume.
Chuck Foreman, 59.
That's greatness, man. That's
greatness.
Viking.
He killed the Cowboys, too.
Oh, many times.
All right, you go to jail?
Hold your applause for these next two.
Because he killed
I got
them.
It.
Oh.
Weird.
Mike Hargrove.
Grover.
60.
And there must be a bigger one.
Toby Hara is 61.
Well, look at this confluence we have here.
No wonder it's raining.
You guys need to hug.
Both
hug
former Ranger greats. Both. Spent their time in Cleve.
I want your Cleveland wiener and your Ranger wiener to bump.
We should fuse them
they
together.
They have many times.
Yeah.
Like the Siamese
like the,
twins.
Like the Wonder Twin powers.
Right.
Kind of wrapped around.
Exactly.
We know that every time we start talking about all the trades the two teams made back in the day, that will eventually happen.
We never got to.
By the way, underrated line by Donovan. Go back and listen to it on the podcast.
Thank you.
We never got our Browns-Packers recap.
We ever get our podcast.
You know, the Browns are not that good this year.
Are the podcasts not loaded up?
They've been tardy lately.
Well, I'll tell you, TC used to be on that every day. Now it's like whenever he feels like
got
it.
Big league-itis.
Like TC's feet are
One day you'll get three of them, and then you won't get anything for a week.
It's like Wade Phillips is
TC's coach.
He's
doing stuff for me now.
Told him how good he is.
When TC walks in, now I know that one of three topics will come up. Pearl Jam, Wilco, or Notre Dame.
So
the Bears. The Bears. They throw them in there, too. That's it.
You think he's talking a lot of Bears today?
Yeah, what happened to them? I thought they were going to be awesome.
Boy, when he came in with his Cutler uniform. Oh, God.
Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton.
Would.
62.
Would.
I would, too.
Wouldn't even think about it.
Carrie Elwes, 47.
The Princess Bride. Brilliant.
My kids love that movie.
Just brilliant.
John Heater, 32.
John Heater, yes. That's Napoleon Dynamite.
What happened to him?
One trick pony.
Feet up.
By the way, my kids enjoyed Princess Bride as well.
Yeah?
Not bad for that age group.
It's a good adult movie, too.
Although the oversized rats gave Brett some pause.
Yeah, that was the scary part. But they like to walk around telling each other, prepare to die.
What were they called? There was a name for the rats.
The something rodents. The oversized rodents? No, the unusually large rodents.
Yeah.
Seth MacFarlane is 36.
Oh, my God. That's the most talented man in all of Hollywood.
Now,
are you a little worried about this new show?
How are you
going to
celebrate
tonight,
Okay, what is going on with that show?
Are you a little worried about that?
I'm not going to watch it. When's it on? Soon, right?
I mean, when's it on? I think it's next week.
November, like the first.
I'm a little
second,
worried about
Sunday
this.
November,
Seth has
like
overstepped
that?
His boundaries
Who
here.
Who is he?
He's the creator of Family Guy and American Dad and the Cleveland Show, and he's a guy that signed the richest contract in television history, Mike. I don't know if you realize that, $120 million. Yeah, that's him.
Okay.
Dylan.
All right.
McDermott.
Snow Ironside.
Dylan McDermott, 48.
It's no Kelly Dransfeld.
No. It's no McMillan and wife, I'll tell you that.
Bobby Donnell. Natalie Merchant,
the great
46.
Bobby Donald.
Whoa, Natalie Merchant.
Who is that?
Lead singer of 10,000 Maniacs.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'll bet you she's got green issues up the highest.
Oh, God, did I love her. Still do.
Ivan Reitman, 63.
That's genius.
Anybody watching the Monty Python documentary?
I recorded them. Isn't there like four or five of them?
Are they that great?
I'm going to Netflix it.
Pat Sajak, I must say, is 63,
huh? That black don't crack.
What a great job that guy's had for all these years.
Rug alert. Or plug alert.
Yeah.
I'm a Wheel of Fortune P1, and his hair looks...
You still watch it?
Oddly different.
He seems like he has good Angels tickets.
Didn't Killer interview him for us?
Yes, he did.
No, he did.
Can you imagine the beating?
Killer did?
Yeah, Killer interviewed him. How did Killer end up interviewing him?
Anyway.
All right, in the wheel again.
Last year, Kendall Hunter had like 300 yards rushing.
I'm Pat Sajak from Wheel of Fortune, and I never listen to Bob and Dan on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Have a nice merkin of a day, boys.
Oh, that's right. He asked him to
Oklahoma
do that.
Oklahoma State hadn't won the South yet, but we're looking for big things here in the next
Jacqueline Smith
years.
Is 64.
Hot, you're telling
hot,
me this.
Hot, always my favorite.
Still would. Mike?
Yes, definitely.
Haven't seen her lately, have you?
Right.
Yeah. When
you
Farrah
need
died.
To check her out. She's
what's that, Tom?
What? Juicy.
Really?
Yeah.
What's juicy?
I like juicy.
What's that in juicy together? What's juicy?
Hottest 64-year-old out there now?
Yeah, check it out, man. Let me tell you something. I'd make a trade right now.
For what?
Whoever's knocking that out can have a shot at whatever I'm knocking out.
All right.
We'll swap.
Take a pick.
Now here.
Which one, huh? Yeah.
Here they are.
Slut that I'm married.
Here they are.
Here are your spare birthdays.
Everybody knows I'm still hanging around Dallas a little bit.
That slut that I married
is a fart porn.
Jeez, man.
Jesus, right.
Wow.
Gosh. So abrasive.
Gil Heredia,
but wouldn't
44.
It be great if you could make a trade?
Ranger.
Great.
Yes, former Ranger.
Call around.
Yeah, yeah. Anybody interested?
Just have a press
kind
conference.
Kind of put feelers out, you know?
All right. Look, I'm looking for a second rounder. That's not it.
I'm not asking for much.
Right. I don't want your top pick.
We're trying to drop salary here.
Oh, boy.
I need to save a little bit of cash.
I'll give you a fourth. I'm like,
John.
Done.
All right.
Done.
Fine. You called my bluff.
John.
I don't need a second.
In 2012. Let me have a little time for myself.
We're not looking for somebody.
Fourth round in 2012.
We're not looking for somebody who can start right away.
Right.
John Hot Rod Hunley, 75.
You want me to toot your home.
Hot Rod Hunley.
75? Is that right?
You want me to toot your home.
That's not right.
What about his brother Mike?
He was on the airplane that night.
The Buddy Holly one?
No.
The Leonard David Skinner one?
The David Box one?
The one that everybody got out alive of.
Well, that's not funny.
Steve Ontiveros, 58.
Now, is this the Giants' third baseman or the A's pitcher?
See, it must be the Giant, huh? Because the A's pitcher can't be 58, can he?
Probably not.
Can life be moving that quickly?
Life goes on, Bob.
It is third baseman Steve Ontiveros.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Steve Rogers is 60.
That's a spare.
Expo with a...
Boy, that was one of the saltiest customers of the time in his day.
Well, he's 60.
Five-inning perfect game?
I thought that was David. Was that him or David Palmer?
He can now get the early bird.
Could be David Palmer.
Just the early bird's all right.
Really?
Yeah.
You taking advantage of the early bird?
Sure.
Born on this day, now dead.
Seems like your airship.
Jackie Coogan.
Jackie Coogan.
Uncle Fester.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I've only done it once.
What's his son's name?
Also,
he's a writer.
Inside Corner.
Yeah, that's right.
Evan Grant. Uncle Fester.
Evan Grant.
All dressed up in polyester.
Ted Demme.
Ice Cube.
Ted Demme died, dude.
Why'd you point at him?
I pointed at you.
No, you pointed at him, clearly.
Mahalia Jackson and the Shah of Iran.
Ted
Demme died in 2002. All born on this day, now dead.
He'll get his.
Sing on you.
The Shah will get
Shut
his.
Shut up, Ty.
That's right. The Shah will be overthrown.
Dead on this day, still dead. Hattie McDaniel.
Donovan, big day for you.
It is big.
That's breakthrough.
It is.
Well, who is she? Donovan?
I love her. Gone with the wind.
Well,
Corby answered it for me, so.
And
there's another proud moment of the snakes.
I thought I had Donovan. But he won. He's the blackest guy at this table today.
Mark.
And
so the ability to identify the maid in Gone with the Wind qualifies you?
That makes one that?
Yes.
If he knows that, it's Jackie Robinson,
so you're not
the
blackest
officially
guy
black.
Also dead on this day, still dead, Louise Beavers. Mike, who is she?
I don't know.
Beulah, the maid, the housekeeper.
Boy,
the
big cook. Day for maids.
Yeah, huge. Except they all died.
Born in Cincinnati.
Oh, no, what? What was she in?
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't
she was in Tyler? What was she in?
Beulah. She is Beulah, the maid.
What? What show is that?
In what show?
Beulah. She had her own show. I dream
Beulah?
Of Beulah.
That's my Beulah.
That's right. My mother, the Beulah.
It must be Amos and Andy. He just doesn't want to say it.
Doesn't know.
Who said that's my Beulah? Five. Four,
hold on.
Three,
I want to tell you guys the most
two,
amazing thing that
what's
happened.
What's that, Bob?
Hi, this is Norm Hitzke. Tomorrow, 10 to